You're Eric.
Yeah.
You're Eric. Everything. And welcome to...
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to The Reform Way. I am Corey Smith, alongside Eric Connor and Peter Pohl. Each week, we will bring you interviews, insights, and share our knowledge of the fitness world. We'll look at topics both in and out of the gym through the lens of an exercise enthusiast, a CrossFit coach, and a gym owner. Also, be sure to like and subscribe to stay up to date with our most current episodes.
Hey guys, this is Eric Connor and I am here with The Reform Way. I am joined by Coach Extraordinaire, Mr. Corey Smith.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, hello. And our local business spotlight owner, Mr. Clement O'Young.
Nice to meet you guys.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. So if you guys... Most people don't know always Clement by his name. They know him by where he's at, typically, or surrounded by, kind of like us in the gym. But for this local business spotlight, we're highlighting Elissimo Coffee, which is also in the center here in RSM in Plaza Impresa, where we are, and wanted to kind of get to know more about Clement, about the business. We are consistent supporters of Elissimo Coffee and have known Clement since pretty much day one. So we'd like other people to kind of really know how we support them, why they're great people, and why they're such a good place to go. So Clement, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let's delve on you. First and foremost, give us a little background kind of maybe about yourself, maybe before you opened the coffee place or anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had a few businesses. This is not my first rodeo.
Okay.
I've manufactured car parts, made a killing, and it was one of those where just got a brilliant idea, ran with it, made a killing, and I thought, oh, tomorrow I'll think of another one. And it took me 10 years to get to this point.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I was a stay-at-home dad for a little bit, and I did all these odd jobs here and there, but this is my passion. Love coffee, love roasting,
okay,
and I love caffeine.
Who doesn't?
I'd like to point out, it's like 10 o'clock right now. We've probably all been up at least like 5 or 6 hours.
Absolutely. It's breakfast time.
Yeah.
Breakfast time right now.
Yeah.
It's lunchtime.
It's the things that I think until people really are in certain industries that are really up early, like donut shops and gyms that coach early and coffee shops, like you don't really understand. This is like past lunchtime.
Yeah. Oh, this is why In-N-Out's open at 10:30 and I'm the first one in line.
Yeah, that's smart, right? You're the only one. The only one there. You're waiting, banging on the door. So you worked on car parts, things like that. So you got to stay at home for a little while as a dad. And so you've always really enjoyed coffee? Is that kind of the
thing? I've always enjoyed coffee, and I've realized the margins in coffee. And it's a volume business, just like... It's like, I'm not selling an iPad. I'm not getting $500 a pop.
Right.
It's just as many people I can get in the door. It's nickel and dime, every single one. But it's just, I realize when you roast coffee, you can alter the taste just by how you roast it. You don't need to add stuff if you roast it right.
Mm-hmm.
And depending how light or dark you have, the caffeine levels go higher and lower. So there's just a lot of nuances that you figure out, and it's just a passion that I have.
Yeah. Did you like brew a lot of your own coffee before? Like
oh, absolutely. I've been roasting at least 10 years before opening this place. And it was just more of a hobby more than trying to make money. It was just something I enjoyed, and I like good coffee.
Are you a coffee purist, you know, like no cream, no sugar, it's got to be black, or do you like kind of mixing and kind of experimenting?
It depends who I'm with. So I'll drink anybody's coffee, but if anybody knows me and they see me throwing sugar and cream, then they know it's bad. But I just won't tell them.
Yeah, right. Nice.
So that's your way to mask the poor quality of coffee, right? Cool, right on. And I'll have some other random kind of coffee questions because I myself and Corey are quite coffee people. Different things we like and everything, but we're definitely coffee people.
Yeah.
The whole gym feels like it's coffee people.
Yeah.
So when did you? So fast forward a little bit. When did you decide to open the coffee shop? Why did you decide to open Elissimo Coffee? What was all that kind of process like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been open 3.5 years or so at this point.
Okay.
It took me a year to find a location. Actually, the location we have right now is the one I looked at first, and I couldn't figure out how I could make it work. Like, I love the community.
Mm-hmm.
I love the area. I just love that there's so many businesses around here. So I knew I could do well.
Mm-hmm.
But the shape is really weird. It looks like a lightning bolt inside. And I couldn't figure out how to use the place.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked around. I looked at 100 different locations. Couldn't find anything that I felt I could make a good impact. Mm-hmm. And I circled back to here. Did that. Dealt with the landlords, which was interesting.
Yeah, it's its own thing.
It's its own beast. But right. It took us a year after we signed the lease to get going. And wow. Then it's one of those things where RSM is a unique animal for small businesses. It's interesting that they love small business and local businesses, but at the same time, they really love their chains.
Ah, interesting.
So it takes approximately a year before they really buy in. And then once they buy in,
they will support you.
Yeah, and yeah. Then it's like, you can't fail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you are the only small business coffee shop in RSM, right?
I am the only one, and the last I checked, there's 10 Starbucks in RSM.
Which is gnarly. This place isn't very big.
No.
Yeah. I guess kind of side tangent, but like I've always, way back, you know, early days, and everyone I think goes through a coffee evolution if they keep drinking coffee, is like, you know, I had the Starbucks and I had the big creamy things and the Frappuccino-y things that aren't really coffee. It's just more like a milkshake. And then, you know, like then you start to realize, and then as I started to really enjoy the flavor of coffee and things like that, I realized I really didn't like the taste of Starbucks at all. So it's really nice to have these small businesses and the unique kind of ambiance, but care from an ownership, but also roastability and like flavors and things like that. So like, it's nice to have one of those locally.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah, and I would say, I mean, most of the times that I go in there is really early, but if I go back in later in the day, there's people, you know, working in there, hanging out in there, people get together. I've seen like book clubs in there and stuff, and you know, you're giving a place for people to come like spend some good quiet time too and kind of focus on things.
Yeah, it's great for getting work done. It's not too loud.
Yeah.
And it's great to hang out. It's just nice ambiance and just good, nice, easy music to listen to.
What coffee shops, would you hang out at a lot of coffee shops before you opened this place?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I love coffee shops. I love coffee.
Mm-hmm. Do you do coffee flights? Because Eric does that anytime.
Dude, I've had coffee flights, a cold brew flight of different flavors. It's amazing. Anyway.
I want to do coffee flights. It's just, if I get the right staff and enough staffing, then I'd love to do that. But right now, that just takes a lot of time and effort. And it's just something that we can't pull off yet.
Yeah. So we opened about 3.5 years ago. Obviously took a little while to get itself going.
Yes.
Had its own little challenges and all that kind of stuff. So then we build out the place, and you open the doors. Is it, you just open it and people come, or is it, it takes a while to get word of mouth? Like what was that kind of whole process like for you?
Oh, it takes a while to get word of mouth. And the interesting part is that I had a lot of people in the first year that would walk in and go, hope you survive, and never buy a thing and just walk out.
As
and
an honesty thing or as like a rude thing?
As I think they're so jaded with all the things that have opened that they loved in RSM that closed very quickly.
Good point.
So I think it was just they're jaded by the fact that I don't want to fall in love with you until I know you can survive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's a catch-22 because if you don't buy the coffee, how am I going to survive?
Yeah.
So luckily, I had a reserve to survive a full year with no customers if I needed to.
Wow.
Honestly, if I didn't have that, I don't know if I would have survived.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a hard thing to be able to account for, right? Like, so, you know, as a small business owner, this is the thing that a lot of people don't see, and they see the people after they've succeeded in some manner or found out how to sustain.
Yes.
Right. And they don't see the grind through of it all. And only 1 out of 10 businesses makes it past like the first 5 years or something like that with regards to all these kind of things you're talking about. There's not an immediate return. You don't know if there ever will be.
Yep.
So you have to have to really grit through and hopefully just hang on and have some hope and passion that you can do it. And then obviously throughout that early stage, probably of getting your feet wet, eventually COVID happens.
Yes, I love COVID.
So I remember I would come in almost on the daily and we'd be talking about all different things, even like PPP loans and trying to get figured out for that and how to survive and what the different regulations are and what you're doing. And the thing that really impressed me through that was that, you know, before it, you had some staff.
Yes.
Right? Through COVID, obviously like staff had to go or whatever happened, right?
Yep.
That I'm pretty sure, I feel like I remember you were there, the only one there for at least a year. Is that
year
right?
Year and a half, I think.
Wow. Like the yeah. only one. And only you were there soul. On the daily or minus a Sunday, or maybe you were roasting Sundays. Like, what was
I
that
think
one?
I skipped 4 days for holidays. Other than that, we were open all day, regular hours.
Wow.
But the good part about COVID, there's not much good about COVID.
There's always ups and downs.
But at the same time, RSM rallied around us.
They did.
It was amazing. And I think I grew stronger with knowing all the business owners. And now as I got a lot of support from local business owners, and I support a lot of local business owners that I never thought I would. It's like, I'd rather spend more money here than getting it cheaper somewhere else.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I mean, your business has supported our business in the way of, you know, like strengthening our community. Cause we have, they always call it like coffee club after our first class, like a bunch of people walk down, they get coffee. And because of that, they get time to like hang out with each other, talk to each other, get to know each other. And so all it does is it just keeps, you know, strengthening the bond between both of them, because now everyone's excited to come to the 5:30 class to get coffee after. And people that come to 7 are like, oh, I missed it. And you know, like it creates that kind of dynamic where we wouldn't have had that if there wasn't a local coffee shop near us. And so it was kind of a cool little, you know, silver lining that we didn't even think about or expect.
Absolutely. I mean, I love your 5:30 class and your 7. They're amazing people that I started getting to know just because they show up on a daily. And they're generous. They're generous with each other. It's like, they're not all just trying to pay for their own stuff. They just take turns, and it's just
it's a great fight community to see who actually has, like, does pay. Everyone's trying to fight for paying, and absolutely, you're like, I got it.
That's rare.
Is it? Is that what you don't see that as often as you think?
No, I mean, most people are like, this is mine, I'll pay for mine, and take care of yourself.
Yeah, I paid today, by the way. So
good job.
I got one
good
in the books. It's actually really hard for me.
It's
to
actually
pay.
Really hard. Yeah. There's probably about 15 different people that pay, and it's like, they're like, do you guys want one? Do you guys want one? We're like, yeah. They go get it, and then it's like, oh, here, take my card. And they're like, no, we bought it. It's like, oh, jeez. Oh. It's almost like it's the kind of vibe you want, you know? Yeah. Like, it's a cool vibe. It's like, it's more just about people being positive and happy and enjoying themselves, like community, like you said.
And it seems like they like each other. They genuinely like each other. Otherwise, they wouldn't buy people coffee.
Yeah. It's a good crew for that. I love how literally, like, that's probably what half of the people in the early morning class look forward to.
Half of them go, too.
Yeah, literally. Okay, so we make it through COVID, all these kind of things. Let's talk more about kind of like your spot and all these kind of cool things about it. First and foremost, even before you opened, kind of backtracking a little bit, I remember saying to some different people, even people in the gym, I'm like, man, I so badly wish there was a coffee shop here, like in the center, like so badly. And then I remember when they told me that you could sign the lease, that there was going to be one. And then there wasn't one for so long because of how long it took to get all going. So once you came in, I was stoked. What are some some cool kind of perks that you do as your own business? Some of those are that, so you guys do roast your own beans, is that right?
Yes, we roast our own beans. And the good part is I source from a lot of different places. Right now I have close to 8 locations I source from. So every day we rotate the coffee beans just based on my taste and preference. And it's just one of those where if you want a certain one, we can always do a pour over, or you can always taste whatever you want. And the good part about that is we roast our own. So it's fresh. It's never longer than a week, 2 weeks at the most before we use it all. So it'll never get stale. If you look at a grocery store, you look at pick up a bag of coffee. You have an expiration date of over a year and a half. It should not be a year. And then we make our own cold brew from scratch. And we got a lot of caffeine, more than most people in their cold brew.
Is that why I drink so many of them?
That's why you got so much, and that's why he's so energetic.
Yeah, that's why I'm always working, I feel like. I'm always on. Okay, so you roast your own beans. And I remember one thing, like, I don't really get any flavoring in my coffees, but I remember you talking about a while ago something unique about your syrups and your flavorings and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So what happened is we were using some cheap quality syrups at the beginning just because we didn't know better. It was just, that's what every coffee shop uses. So then let's go for Torani,
those
right?
Tall skinny ones that everyone you see
everybody uses. So what happened is somebody demanded that we had lavender, and I was just like, okay,
was that my wife?
It might have been my wife. Yeah,
absolutely. I don't know if she demanded, but she probably requested. But go ahead.
It's one of those they wanted a lavender, and I tasted a lot of lavenders. I tried probably 6 different brands, and this was the only one that tasted like lavender and not soap or chemicals.
Yeah.
So then I decided, like, okay, let's see what else they have. and then we slowly, gradually switched all our syrups that we could to this company. It's in Arkansas. It's organic. It's natural. It costs a little bit more, but you can taste the quality.
It's one thing that I've always kind of noticed in a lot of different, I guess you could call it more small businesses or even some big businesses, is the ones that have a little bit more quality ingredients, you can taste it. Like, if I go to a Mexican place, it's significantly different if they make their own corn tortillas. You know, it's like this good flavor and it's fresh and it's nice. Like that kind of same idea. I'm never against paying a little bit more for a higher quality because it tastes better and it has a better aftertaste and all these kind of things. So like, I think that's a huge kind of cool, unique thing, especially that a small business would do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys sell them too, right?
Yeah, we do sell them.
Do they sell well?
They sell well, actually. A lot of people use it for either coffees, teas, for their liquor.
Oh.
Because that company has a bar. So that's primarily why they made it for their liquors.
That's kind of cool. Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know they were interchangeable. That's cool.
The other unique things, like what are the kind of fun thing about having your own business is you can kind of in some ways do what you want. Do you guys have like any unique things or items on your menu or things that are different or?
Yeah. So I partnered with the manager at the Blind Pig.
Oh,
who moved on since
then. Oh, did?
Yeah. Ryan, but he moved on. But what I did with him is I brought a growler of cold brew and I was like, okay, let's see what cocktails we can make that translate over to coffee. And we literally went down the list of cocktails and we got three that worked with cold brew instead of liquor. So we got the cold fashion, which is an old fashioned with cold brew instead of liquor. Mm-hmm. We got the cold and stormy, which is a dark and stormy. Mm. And we got, so it was just one of those where we kind of developed a higher and more sophisticated palate versus just pure sugar for everybody.
Yeah.
Do those sell well? Or a lot of people know about them? I'm not a big drinker, so like I don't even like focus on that kind of stuff.
There are people that really love it, and I got people that come in there daily for their elixir. So it's one of those things where not a lot of people are willing to try because a lot of people like what they like, and it's like for me, I love my brewed coffee or just a pour over.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I don't go for the flavor route as much, but every once in a while I do like drinking them.
Yeah, I know. I usually go like either like hot coffee or iced coffee, but the one I like at your place that I'll get every now and then is the Onyx.
Yes.
And it's you'll probably know better than me, it's a latte, right? But there's, what's the ingredients in it?
It's vanilla, honey, and cinnamon.
That's super good.
So we can throw that syrup in anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, I like cool. It it's really good.
So it's an iced latte like that?
I've only done it hot.
Oh,
you can do it hot, you can do it ice, you can throw in cold brew, you can throw in ice cream, I don't care.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
You can just take a shot of it.
Opening up my mind of a whole new world. This is crazy. Nice, dude, nice. So I guess we kind of skipped over, what is Elysimo?
Elysimo, that's a fun story. My daughter's name is Elise, and I've always called her Elysimo since when she was growing up and as a child, and it was just one of those, that's her name, Elysimo. So what happened is like, I'm scrambling, struggling for a name, open up a coffee shop, have no name. And you're just like, what sounds Italian? What sounds like a coffee shop? Elysimo.
What sounds Italian?
First thing I did, Google, nothing pops up for Elysimo. So I was like, good. First thing that pops up, Elysimo. And I was just like, okay, it's Elysimo.
There you go. All right. I'll give you that. So there's a few different kind of things to dissect there, right? There's Italian, because it sounds like a good coffee Italian. Kind of maker, right?
Sounds Italian.
Right? Family-oriented. But the other thing that a lot of people don't realize is, like, you know, unique ability for someone to search and find you.
Yes.
Online or whatever it is, right? If you have, you know, something that is five different brands.
So a great example is my favorite band is a band called Brand New. And try Googling Brand New band.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like everything wow. comes up like a new band. And so it's
exactly.
Terrible marketing on their end, but
good thing it wasn't
brand recognition.
The coffee shop or something like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Local coffee shop. Okay, yeah, so that's cool. And you know, it's funny too, is like talking about before you open, and I think maybe you had the name on the signage before you opened. Did you have that?
That was because the landlord wanted that. That's part of my lease agreement.
I mean, hey, well, either way, it brought some attention. I was like, oh, cool, right on. Like, so I type in, I'm like, Elysimo Coffee. Nothing.
Absolutely.
You know, and I was like, oh, like, is it Shane? No. Like, and so I was trying to understand it, and I'm like, man, I don't have any info. I want to know.
Built the hype.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Side note, do you have any other children?
Yes, and that's the bad part of what I pulled off.
Yeah.
So I named it after my youngest nickname, and my oldest is a little pissed that I didn't name it after her. So, I mean, if I start a bakery or something, I'll call it Cakeland, because her name's Caitlin.
Okay.
But I gave her a drink. I named it KG Soda after her.
Okay, nice. Cool. I was just going to say, I'm like, I feel like there's going to be some animosity. The next business has to be the other kid.
Absolutely.
Okay. Have to open another one.
Nice. I love it. So what are, now that we've, you know, grinded through the COVID times.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Nice. That's a Corey thing. We've got through that, you know, we're mostly on the other end of that, depending on what timelines you're looking at and everything. We're making it through. You're the local coffee shop in RSM. Like, do you have ideas of next steps or focuses or hopes or visions, anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. It's like, I just kind of want to develop a product line. And we were in the process of getting our cold brew bottled pre-COVID.
Oh, good idea.
It's just one of those things where after I get my staffing all lined up and all sorted out, then I'm going to focus more on that, focus more on the business to business, the wholesale side and all that stuff. We had talks with a few people that wanted to open different locations of this and even like partnering with other companies just so then they can open another Elysimo that I didn't have to deal with or really do much with. Yeah. But it's not a franchise, so then they can make their money, I can make my money, and then everybody wins.
Yeah, so a few different kind of potentials down the line. Biggest first step, sounds like, make sure the staffing's all sorted so you can start to really focus on some of these biggest next steps.
Absolutely.
And I completely 100% understand all those kind of things, because there's always kind of focuses on being able to help get people in the right places.
Absolutely.
You know? And I'm happy for you now, because you are not the only one there anymore. I'm happy when I don't see you there.
It is nice. It is nice. I don't work 90 plus hours.
I know. Is there any other, like, so real quick, I was curious, is there any like kind of unique or interesting coffee facts that you kind of tell people? It doesn't even have to be like crazy over the top. Like when you're talking about, you know, dark roast and light roast.
Yeah.
Like I didn't know that they had specifically different amounts of caffeine. Like, is a dark more caffeine or is a dark less?
So the lighter you roast it, the less caffeine you burn off.
Less
the darker it is,
okay,
it'll taste stronger, but has less caffeine. So, like, for example,
almost
Starbucks.
Like almost like a Guinness has less alcohol. Anyway.
Does it?
By volume, from what I understand, yeah.
Wow. Anyway. But, like, for Starbucks, the reason why it all tastes the same, and it's well played by on their part, it'll taste the same in Orange County, Africa, China. It doesn't matter. It'll taste the same.
Brand consistency, right?
Brand consistency, which I try to hammer into my employees. Brand consistency tastes the same every single drink. But what they do is they burn their beans so much that you taste the char, and that's all you taste. So no matter what, it'll taste the same. You can use lower quality beans than I use. They're spending probably half the cost on the raw materials or even less because they don't need quality beans. If you burn it all, it'll all taste the same, regardless of the quality.
Interesting. So that's an interesting fact there.
I have one question. I don't know if you'll be able to answer it. Is there a easy takeaway, if anyone's listening, how to make better coffee at home? Like, one's like a simple trick to just make better coffee.
Oh, absolutely. If you have time, pour over, you'll get the most flavor and the nuances and all the good stuff. Personally, how I do it at home is, if I don't have time, I do an AeroPress. Nice and simple, less than $20, quick and easy cleanup, and that's key.
And what's an AeroPress do?
It is like a poor man's espresso machine.
Nice.
By hand.
So it puts like the coffee
grinds, hot water, stir it for 30 seconds, and plunge it.
And you just kind of like push it out?
Yep, push it out.
Is it kind of like a French press? Is that similar?
It is. It's very similar, but it's more filtered, so it is not as gritty. And it tastes more like an espresso versus a pour over.
French press.
Okay. Nice. And the pour overs are mainly just pour the hot water over the beans in a filter.
Yeah, absolutely.
The grounds.
Right.
There's a little technique.
That's what I mean. Sorry, the grounds, yeah.
Slight technique. You kind of want to get all the beans wet and just let it bubble up for 30 seconds or so and just keep pouring hot water over it until you're done.
Nice.
Okay.
But you want 200 degree water.
Okay. Just got to find out how to temperature out my water correctly.
Or just buy an espresso machine in it.
Yeah, and it all does its own thing. No, no, we like to make it hard. Well, right on. I think this is great stuff. Like, again, we first, like, as we're drinking the coffee here right now, talking, like, we first and foremost, like, love going to your place and having Elysimo coffee here for our community, for ourselves personally, for my family. Like, all of us love to go and support it because we enjoy it personally, and we also like supporting a local business, right? So we wanted to make sure we could highlight you and how, you know, something we believe in so that other people could hear about that as well. What's the best place that people can follow you or keep in touch with you?
Instagram, Facebook, we have Elysimo Coffee at either one of those. Okay. Or like info at Elysimo Coffee or elysimocoffee.com.
Okay.
It's E-L-I-S-S-I-M-O coffee.com.
It's the only one you'll find online too.
Now it's up there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Right on. Well, thanks, Clement. Congrats on everything that's been going on, and we look forward to you growing.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Thanks again for listening to The Reform Way. You can find us on our social media channels. Our Instagram is at CrossFit Reform. Our Facebook is CrossFit Reform. And you can listen to more of these podcasts on any of the major streaming services such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, any of the major apps, and Buzzsprout.